Will the mobile phone ban work, or will it? Is it doomed to failure? Sue Bell is the president of Victorian Association of State Secondary Principals. Good morning, Sue. Do you think this is going to get the desired result?
I think it's going to cause a lot of grief before it actually gets there. I think there's going to be a problem. Some of your callers have hit the nail on the head. We don't want teachers in conflict with students. You know, some students will want the ban, but many won't. So I'd rather have teachers actually in front of the class teaching and inspiring learning rather than standing at the door having students turning out their pockets to see if they've got their phone on them or not.
Sue, we've heard over, I think, the last year from a lot of people, and including today we've heard from people who've already had the ban at their school, and we've heard resoundingly it's been very successful.
I think that's right, and I think I've done wide consultation amongst principals around the state this term on this issue, and it's about 50-50. Many schools have already gone down this path, or they've developed other strategies, not a total ban, but they've developed other strategies. And the issue here is about helping students learn to self-manage because, like Sammy, we don't want them to become addicted to their phone. Sorry, Sammy.
No, that's fair. No, I'm a warrior.
Tell him,
Sue. We want them to learn how to use them appropriately. And if we ban them totally, we're losing that opportunity. So schools, many schools, have done lots of good things already. And people can see the use of a ban for junior students, for year sevens and year eights, because they're concentrating on being in a new school and getting to know new people. But senior students use them just as we do as adults, you know, with calendars and due dates and classroom changes. Are we going to take that valuable tool away from them?
And that's what Michael has texted in to say as well. He says, I think the near future in classrooms will be teaching how to live without technology. It's gone so far, it's so much a part of our classrooms. Students find it hard to live without it. But technology is a part of our lives, and depriving the students of access to that, does that impair them in some ways?
Well, it just means that we're delaying an overreaction. You know, if they get to 18 and leave school and all of a sudden can have a phone, what happens to them then if we haven't actually helped them learn how to use them as a tool and manage and not become addicted to them? And that's really a critical question. So young people, you know, are very bright and they're developing adults, and it's important that we treat them with respect and help them learn that.
1300 222 774, what do you think about this ban? Sue Bell joins us, President of Victorian Association of State Secondary Principals. These laws are some of the, well, are they laws? Toughest in the world. Yeah, toughest in the world when it comes to mobile phones in schools. James Molino will be announcing that today. You were in consultation with him. What was some of the foundation for this decision?
I think he's listening to parents, which is terrific. He's listening to psychologists, which is terrific, because the price that young people, particularly, you know, year sevens and eights, pay from cyberbullying is enormous. Mm-hmm. So that's why people can see a real value. Those students aren't socially mature enough at that stage to be able to handle it, and that's the time research tells us that bullying is at its peak. So to take that away from those students would be a useful thing to do, and I'd say that's who James is actually listening to. But senior secondary students are a different kettle of fish.
And they are a different kettle of fish because it's not just the phones that they have, it's the watches as well. We've got more than a few text messages from people asking, what about those? How, you know, what else do you take off them? Are the watches allowed but the phones aren't? And the iPads and those tablets can have the same kind of messaging apps. Do we go the way of Germany, as we heard earlier, where it's just back to paper and pencil, and apparently that works really well?
Well, I think that gentleman was talking about a number of years ago in Germany. I'm not sure it's still the same now. I think Australia and particularly Victoria lead the way in helping young people understand technology and use it as a learning tool. It would be a shame to throw that out. But it's something we're constantly learning about in the education world because we've been grappling with it for years. We've had computers for years, but there weren't a lot of applications. Now there were some mind-boggling applications to help students understand the world they're going into.
Sue, what about the teachers? Are they also going to be under a similar restriction?
Well, that would be a shame. They also use their phones to mark the roll in class. They use their phones to look at their timetable and see where they're meant to be. Some of them actually use their phones to put up work for students on the learning management system rather than using their computer. It would be a shame to see that happen. I don't think people sit in class and actually ring people or play games. They're using it as a tool. So I can't imagine that that will happen, but there will be pressure on teachers from students. Mm-hmm. If they don't have a phone, the teacher probably shouldn't have one either.
It's
very difficult.
Indeed, it's a definite bold move by Education Minister James Molino to announce this today, that schools across Victoria will no longer be allowing phones on in classrooms and such throughout the school day. Sue Bell, President of Victorian Association of State Secondary Principals, thank you so much for speaking with us.